with your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And Malik.
And today we have a very special guest.
Allie.
Woo! And today we are going to talk about social media. The ups, the downs, everything about it. So what social media do you two have?
I have a Facebook, a Twitter, a Snapchat, and an Instagram.
Yes, those.
I have a Snapchat, Instagram, don't really use Facebooks, but still have a Facebook, and I don't have a Twitter. I don't tweet. No. What do you tweet about? Oh. Okay.
I feel like you'd like Twitter, though. Twitter is just where... Oh, okay. Twitter is just... Everyone is, like, at their peak sass on Twitter. That's all Twitter is.
I don't know why you think I'm sassy.
I don't know why. No idea.
I don't know where this, like, you think... Because I'm not sassy whatsoever.
Nope, not at all.
But what would you say your, like, your most favorite social media thing is?
Twitter.
You don't even tweet, though.
I tweet sometimes.
What do you tweet about?
I
am going to get breakfast.
No, I don't eat breakfast. I tweet
I am
about...
going to take a nap for the third time today.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you just know my day like that. I'm glad we're just exposing my schedule. I tweet a lot about movies, about video games.
I love this movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Video games, movies. And then I follow a lot of people that tweet about video games and movies, so then I'll talk to those people.
You're so cool, Malik.
Yeah.
What about you, Allie? What's your favorite?
Either Snapchat or Instagram.
I would have to agree with you, because I like Snapchat. Snapchat's like my main platform. But then I also like Instagram, but I don't post on Instagram that often.
I post.
Yeah.
But it's more like spam posting. It'll be like 10 days without anything, and then there's just going to be 5 new posts. It's not probably a good thing that I do that, but you're getting pictures, so.
The last time I posted was June 5th, 2018.
That's a while back.
Yes.
The last time I posted I knew you were going to say that, too. I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, and they say you're not sassy. Nobody asked for your opinion, Malik.
No. I said no one asked you, Malik. Yeah.
The last time I posted was October 4th, 2018.
That's cool.
Yeah. Picture of me with a violin.
I don't know why you think you're so cool with a violin.
I don't know. Dr. Pinson said I was a prodigy. She was impressed that I knew how to hold a violin without being taught.
Anyway, so...
I was happy. That was my morning.
Do you have streaks?
No, I hate streaks.
You only have a streak with me.
Yeah.
But, like, my thing is, I'm getting sick of social media. Sick of it. Because streaks is just like, hey, I'm alive today. Are you alive today? And then you send, like, a random picture or something. And then, boom. We both know that we were alive at that time of the day, together. And now we have we're counting how many days we've known we're alive.
I just send everybody the same picture. It doesn't even say streaks or anything.
No. That's the
it's
worst.
Just like,
those are the least. Those are my least favorite streaks to get.
It's my face. Well,
whatever.
In the morning.
When I know that it's gone to like 8 different people, and I'm like, this doesn't matter. This isn't important to you.
Yeah, I sent my face to like 12 people.
Didn't know this.
Yeah.
All right. <You're> Okay, fine.
Yeah. But now I'm getting sick of it because of my reason I just said. And like Instagram, it's just like, hey, these are unreasonable expectations. Follow them.
I just like looking at the dogs.
Yeah, just don't follow.
I just follow a whole bunch of dog accounts.
But I just keep seeing, like, I like Vine, but now it's, like, too much of Vine.
I thought Vine was dead.
Yeah, Vine passed away.
Yes, but, like, everyone does Vines now.
You mean TikToks?
No.
Vine is no longer with us?
Yes, they put it on YouTube, and then it says vines that keep me alive at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, those are compilations of previous vines.
Yes, but then like everyone's like, I love vines. Yeah. But now I'm getting sick of vines. What should I do?
Look at better vines.
Throw my phone out the window? No. Yes.
Buy a flip phone?
Yes, that's what I'll do.
Buy a burner phone?
Because like, if someone really wanted to talk to me, they would have. On that date. I bet you. Like, people just sent me random photos. And like, if I didn't do that, they would like go months without talking to me. And they'd be like, what's going on? But no, they wouldn't actually say that.
So now you're saying that if you don't send random photos to people, that they won't talk to you for months at a time.
Yes. Yes. It's not even random people. It's supposed to be my friends.
You have really bad friends then.
Yeah, just don't talk to people. Just don't do it then. Just don't do it for like a week and see what happens.
Because like, no, they'll be like, our streak is going to end.
Don't do it for 2 weeks.
It's just all like their faces. It's like, yeah, good to see you're alive too today.
Well, at least they're not in like a dark alley, like, you know.
Alley.
Okay, yeah. But like, you know, there's like a trash. They're like, you know, just leaned against like a garbage can in a dark alley, wondering where their life went wrong, and then you know they end up dead. Don't you want to know that they're at least alive rather than being in a dumpster alley?
I feel like at 20 years old, if you end up in a dumpster in an alleyway, that's your own fault. Good luck. Text me if you need help. Don't send me a snap.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I don't know. I just need a cleanse.
Just need a cleanse.
Shannon needs a social media. Just erase all the social media off your phone.
Yeah, just delete the apps.
That's a lot, though.
No. It's not a lot. Those are 4 apps. I have them all in one folder.
First of all, I don't have Twitter. So stop That's saying 3. I have Twitter.
I know you don't have Twitter.
I don't think anybody said you had Twitter. I think you're just, like, thinking that. So you can...
No. I'm not just thinking that, Allie.
Okay, sass queen.
If I've learned anything... If I've learned anything, Shannon is right and I am wrong.
I don't know who said this. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
Oh, snap.
But then,
she thinks she all that in a bag of chips.
In a bag of chips? My longest streak is 500. This is 74 days.
Right. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's my cousin.
It's like 2 years.
No, it's not, Malik.
Yeah. It's almost 2 years.
Almost.
Let's see.
Keyword being almost.
Yeah.
2 years and days.
It's like 6. It'd be like 7 something.
Yeah, we're at 5.
It's what, like half a year away?
7:30. We're half a year away. Woo!
Ooh.
So, how is midterms going?
I don't have any midterms.
I don't really even think you go to school here anymore.
I have to write a paper. That's it. I have to watch a movie. Shannon said she'd yell at me if I said the movie again.
Movie.
Dancing with Wolves.
Yep. Dances with Wolves. Write a paper.
I have to watch Dancing with Wolves.
I'm excited.
I have to watch Dancing with Wolves.
It's a 3-hour long movie.
I have to watch Dancing with Wolves.
I didn't even say it.
Yeah, I'm like, I know you have to. I'm really excited.
That was very passive aggressive.
He is really passive aggressive.
No, that was very passive aggressive what you just did.
No, that's Malik. It's my imitation of Malik. Interpretation? Imitation.
Imitation, yeah.
Interpretation dance.
Shannon mocking me.
No. How are your midterms?
I have a paper due the 1st of March, and I have a speech on Thursday, the 28th.
I have a test the 28th that I have to study for.
Yeah, I have to find one more source because it's a classical argument. And
arguing!
Yeah, I am arguing, I guess.
Okay, why would you argue that Snapchat's the best social media platform?
I never said it was the best.
Okay, well, what do you think is the best?
I don't know.
Why would you argue it's the best, Shannon?
Because it's like texting, but you just send your face to everybody.
But why couldn't you just do that over text?
Because then it's weird.
Is it?
Yes. You just send a picture of your face over text.
But why is it not weird over Snapchat?
Because it's Snapchat. Mm. You're oh my goodness. I will show you right now.
What, that it's weird to get text over?
To get...
I'm just not going to look at it.
Oh no, she pulling up them receipts.
Them receipts? No, I'm going to send my cousin a... All right. That's what I sent her.
Okay. Just a regular picture.
Just a regular picture. Let's see what she says.
All right.
See, it's not normal.
No, it's perfect. It's
it's not normal.
Is it because it doesn't disappear? Is that why it's not normal?
Would you just send photos of yourself to your friends whenever you didn't have Snapchat?
No.
Exactly.
I don't send photos of myself now. That's why you're my only streak.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, it's not. You can ask Danica. Danica gets, we get a 3-day streak and then I just ignore it. And it's very rarely my face.
That's cute, she said.
Yep, see, not we.
That's not cute.
I usually don't set my face on Snapchat. It's something either like the ground or something I'm currently doing. Because I was recently at a cat cafe. So many kitties.
I saw.
Yes.
She said come over this weekend. She was in South Carolina. That's what I should do for spring break.
Go to South Carolina.
Because, like, I have no plans for spring break now. I'm only, honestly, what are your spring break plans?
I don't know.
Allie, it's next week.
I have a doctor's appointment.
Riveting.
It's very life-changing.
Mm-hmm. So you're going home?
Yeah. Like most people.
Hi, Allie, I'm a commuter.
Shannon just lives at home.
That's what being a commuter means, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Actually, that's not what a commuter means. You could live on your own.
Home is on your own, like.
No, you live with your mom.
I'm going to live on my own now, just to prove a point.
All right, that's fine. It's really expensive.
Malik's life is really hard.
She keeps saying this. I don't know where it came from.
He says it all the time.
Not true.
My life is really hard. That's how he says it.
Just like that.
What are your housing plans for next semester?
I'm rooming with a friend.
Wow. Not me.
No. And it might be in Marshall.
Because all I heard for the past, like, 3 months is how I'm going to get this apartment. I'm going to get an apartment. I'm going to get an apartment.
We'll see what happens.
That's what... You could get an apartment with Avon and Malik.
No.
That was a real quick rejection.
No.
Allie does not want to live with the two of us.
Yeah, that was really quick, Allie. I don't know why you were so quick to answer. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just going to hang out in Moon for spring break.
Cool.
Yeah, that's really what I'm going to do.
He never leaves Moon Township, but he complains about it all the time.
Yeah.
There's no T.
Yeah, there is a bus stop now.
Yep, there's a bus, but not a T.
Yeah, that's fair.
What?
The T station.
Yeah.
You get on it for free after like 6.
It
takes you from the north side to... The north
you live
side.
In the city?
No, not really, no.
Then why do you take the T?
Because my friend, she goes to college downtown.
I know what the T is, everyone. I've lived in Pittsburgh for how long?
No.
I mean, you kind of just looked at us like we were crazy. You're like,
T? Because, like, I thought Like this kind of tea. Like
we're not spilling tea. That's not what it is.
I thought you meant like Nowhere in Moon has tea, tea to spill. I was like, true. No. Understandable. This is a very old community. I don't know why they have a college here.
Yeah, I'm just going to be here in Moon. Shannon is here, so maybe we'll hang out.
I'm not going to hang out with him.
I figured not.
What's in Moon? What is there Shannon to do Devlin. In Moon?
Shannon Devlin is here. Okay. That's it.
I don't drive, and what's around here?
If you don't drive, there's no reason to stay in. You either get used to walking, or you...
Yeah, Malik was on my hitchhiker for his first 2 years of college.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not safe.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, luckily I had Avon. Avon drove a lot of places.
Oh, okay.
And
but you actually hitchhiked.
I have hitchhiked, yes. Oh, I did that
do you know it's illegal?
From campus.
So
you know?
So you committed a lot. You're breaking a lot of, like, laws.
I've broken a lot of laws in my lifetime. Yes, that's true.
Wow.
Impressive.
Trespassing, loitering, hitchhiking, hit and run.
Oh, my God. What? Hit and run?
But he came back to the crime scene, so he didn't get charged with the felony.
Yeah, felony charge.
You could have been a year in jail.
Yeah, I could be in jail right now.
I don't think you would do well in jail.
Oh, I would not last. I would not last 2 days in jail.
You need like a somebody to protect you.
Yeah, there's I'm not willing to go that far. I know what happens in jail. Don't need that in my life.
What happens in jail stays in jail.
That's an interesting shirt.
What?
He keeps walking past here.
No, I don't know.
Open your eyes, Malik.
Shannon, I am talking to Allie Thompson, and I am looking at Allie Thompson. I have manners. Eye contact.
Well, there's this guy that keeps walking back and forth, and he has the weirdest shirt on. If he walks past again, I will scream.
It's orange.
Okay. It's like camo, though.
What?
Yes.
No, wait, really?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right.
So like,
come back here.
So like, if he was in a lineup, you could like pick out his shirt. Like the guy with the orange camo, like you know it's camo.
With like, but it's like a fancy shirt.
It's a fancy shirt.
With like a tie.
Sir, please come back.
And he's blonde.
I thought it was more of a dirty blonde.
Yeah, you could say that. We're really good at giving descriptions.
Oh, yeah, because last night, this is, like, totally not relevant, but some guy, I was in Marshall, and I was with one of my friends, and I was trying to work on my, like, homework and whatnot, and some guy, like, aggressively waved at us. Like, I'm not talking about, like, you know, a nice, like, hey, it's like, look at me kind of wave. Like, it was pretty aggressive, and it did not stop.
Maybe he likes you.
No, I was not looking all that cute yesterday. I had a frizzy hair, you know. Mm-mm. Girl not looking cute.
Have you seen West Side Story?
No.
Why?
Because I haven't.
You know what it's about?
No.
Gang violence is a real issue in today's society.
So is opioids.
Yeah. That's only in Pennsylvania.
No, it's a big thing everywhere.
Pennsylvania.
I mean, heroin's a very big thing, but...
In Pennsylvania.
You know.
Did you ever see my opioid epidemic?
What? You had an opioid issue?
No.
Oh, bless.
No, it was a video that I had to do first.
Oh. Yes. That's very different.
Yes, that is really different. Anyway, Bernardo dies, and I'm really upset
Spoilers.
About it.
Spoiler?
Just spoiled the movie.
I loved Bernardo. I would have married Bernardo. But he died because of gang violence.
Thanks for letting me know. You know, maybe I would have in the future watched it, but you know, now.
Yeah, it's
I
on
just...
Netflix, but now you know.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
I love Bernardo.
Very vocal about it.
Maria is a hoe. Okay, let me break down the story for you.
It's Romeo and Juliet.
Stop saying that.
Okay.
Wow.
So, all right. There's these Polish people and these Puerto Rican people, all in New York in the 1960s. And they obviously know, if you're from a different race, nobody likes you.
In the 60s, not now.
In the 60s. Yes, not right now. I hate both of you.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Oh, that's...
Guys, right. Oh, see, that was a joke.
Yeah, we get it.
Get it. All right. So, you're in the... So, they don't like each other, the Polish and the Puerto Ricans. And they know this. They don't... They get into gang fights. They, like, threaten to beat each other up every other day. They have territories. People can't go to certain areas because of their race. And so the Polish people were like, hey, we should have an all-out fight. And then they're like, okay, yeah, sure, let's have, like, an all-out fight, but we're going to make the rules up for it tomorrow. And then they went to the dance. And then they went to the dance, and they danced. And, like, the community wanted them to be, like, friends, but they didn't want to be friends. But they danced, and then they went, and they, like, got the rolls down. And then this other guy, his name was...
Tony.
And he was, like, he's not really into the gang violence anymore, but his best friend, Riff, was like, hey, man, come to the meeting where we discuss what we're going
to
use.
Come to the dance.
No, come to the meeting. Oh, Tony, yeah, went to the dance. But then he also came to the meeting... So, yeah. And, well, at the dance, he meets Maria, which is the love of his life, even though they only just met. And, yeah. But Maria's Puerto Rican, and he's Polish. So, yeah, that's the issue. So then they go to the Puerto Ricans and the Polish, they go and they talk about, hey, what are we going to do this? Is it a fist fight? Are we using guns? Are we using knives? What are we doing? And they said it's going to be a clean fight. And so they're like, okay. And what happened after that?
So Tony tells Maria that he's going to break up the fight.
Mm-hmm. And Tony goes.
The fight's originally supposed to be one person on one person. And Tony was supposed to fight Bernardo. And Tony's plan... Yes.
This other big guy was supposed to fight Bernardo, but Bernardo thought Tony was going to fight Tony, but then this big guy was fighting Bernardo, and Bernardo was like, oh. So, yes.
And then Tony comes, and he tries to break up the fight.
And then Bernardo stabs Riff.
And then Tony stabs Bernardo.
And then, Bernardo and Maria are siblings.
Allie looks so just done with this.
Bernardo and Maria are siblings. And they... And so Tony, her lover, kills her brother. But she's not really mad at him. She's only mad at him for a second. And then they do it. And then...
That was Shannon's reaction, too.
Exactly.
That face exactly. Of confusion and disappointment.
And then... She's like, yeah, I understand why you killed my brother. And now Tony's running away from the law because he killed someone. He's the only one alive left. And so he's hiding in his job, where his job was. And then Anita's like, hey, guys. Like, she's trying to talk to Tony to be like, hey, Anita needs to meet you here because she knows what it's like to be in love.
She was in love with Bernardo.
Bernardo.
Who was dead.
Bernardo and Anita. Anita was very, very, depressed. Yes.
Aww.
She, you could see in her face.
Yeah.
Very great acting. And so she was like, hey, guys, I want to go talk to Tony. And the Polish people were so mean to her, they almost raped her.
Mm-hmm. But then the guy who owns the candy shop. Oh.
And then she was like, you know what, Maria's dead. So they're like, oh no, Maria's dead. So the message that Maria wanted to give to Tony never got delivered because Anita said that Maria was dead. And then Tony thought Maria was dead. And then Tony like ran onto the street. Oh, and then this guy, Gino. Gino, pretty cute guy also. But so that was supposed to be Maria's, like, that's who Maria was supposed to be with. But Gino, she's like, I don't feel anything when I see Gino. And I was like, okay. And then Gino kills Tony with a gun. And that's where it ends.
And Gino gets taken to jail.
Yeah. Gino.
Chino.
Gino.
Now I don't have to watch the movie.
It's really depressing. Sad movie. I don't recommend. Maybe think about it. Did you know in that movie that they said that Riff and Tony said womb to tomb and they died on the same day?
Okay. Yeah, that's
foreshadowing.
Fair.
Foreshadowing. My mom was like, this is just a movie. Why do you... I was like, but Mom, Bernardo, did you know they weren't even Puerto Rican?
They weren't?
Well, Bernardo wasn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did look this up.
Yes. What was Bernardo?
I think he's just white. But
like the actor that plays him.
Like, they darkened his skin, which is considered blackface, but yes, it was that the is 1960s. Blackface. So, wait.
Okay. Pretty good job, honestly.
Not really.
I couldn't tell.
Nice little special.
The 60s was a wild time.
This Bill great
Clinton
dead air.
Wasn't impeached.
This great dead air here while Shannon researches the guy who plays Bernardo.
Was Bill Clinton impeached?
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, no. You impeached, but just because you impeached doesn't mean that you like get out of office.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just like, it's just the trial.
I did not. Wait, okay. Bernardo.
Apparently in like the 60s, like murder was really high.
Yes.
Yeah, they had gang fights.
Yeah, the gang violence was pretty rough. And, you know, civil rights and whatnot.
Yeah.
Dead air here. So, Allie, what else is going on in your life? I don't see you that much. While we wait for Shannon.
I don't know.
All right.
You good? Like.
He wanted, like, some talking and you what? What did you even say?
I don't remember.
My side story.
How are classes? How's the semester been?
Okay, I guess. Classes, school.
Do you have any favorite classes?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they put dark makeup on.
I'll think about that. But I did go to the airport yesterday for a class.
Why?
It was Concept Studio, which... I don't even want to, whatever. But, oh.
Did you know that Malika's Puerto Rican?
It's not true. Do not spread that.
Malik told me he was Puerto Rican and then said he wasn't. So that's just a lie.
I'm not Puerto Rican at all.
Lies.
I have no actual memory of saying that I'm Puerto Rican.
Shannon's just starting stuff.
No, he said it. And I was like, wow, that makes the joke 10 times funnier.
So originally, why we started watching West Side Story was because on Tuesday, I had to get all dressed up for a thing. And she said I looked like a jet.
I thought jets were Puerto Ricans.
No, they are not.
The sharks are the Puerto Ricans.
So what she meant to say was I look like a shark. She said I looked Puerto Rican
because
in
look at
a dress
what,
shirt.
Look at what Bernardo's wearing. That's exactly what Malik was wearing, what Bernardo's wearing. That's what. That's Malik right there, what that outfit is.
Oh. A dress shirt, a jacket,
a red maroon dress shirt with shoes that didn't even match.
I just wore black boots.
Yes. Should I go to the meeting tonight?
Yeah, why not?
Not really feeling it.
Are you gonna do graphics this week?
No.
No, I mean you can if you want.
But is there anything important happening at the meeting tonight?
Not that I know of, no.
Exactly. Bada bing.
But you can go
but
and
people
hang
are always loud during analytics.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do, like, I remember last time I was doing analytics, I had to do, like, the little five thing that they do in, like, elementary school. I was like, are we children in here? Like, oh my God. Could not get, like, if y'all gonna talk over analytics, why do we even have analytics? Rude.
Yeah, you get to hear Allie's analytics.
Me right now.
I don't know. I haven't done them yet. You pulled me into this.
Yes. Thank you.
I should have walked a little faster.
Fun story, everyone. I walked in the bathroom and I saw a door was closed and I said, Allie.
She whispered it?
She started laughing.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a Shannon thing.
I said, hey, come to the radio show. What are we talking about? Social media.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite movie then?
My favorite
movie? Don't watch Sophie's Choice.
What's Sophie's Choice?
It's horrible.
I don't know what my favorite movie is. There's just so many.
Okay, name a movie you like.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is a good movie.
I haven't seen Beetlejuice in a really long time.
It's good. I enjoy it. Missing out. It's on... It's either on Hulu or Netflix.
My brother was scared of Beetlejuice when he was a kid. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Ah!
My mom was afraid of scary movies as a kid, so I don't
like scary movies.
A lot of scary movies or anything that would like look like it would be scary, I've just never seen.
Like what?
Name a scary movie.
The Conjuring.
Never seen it.
I have, and it was terrible choice.
Terrible. That's Anita. Apparently, I am like Anita because I am quote unquote sassy.
I don't know who said this.
Range my sassiness 1 to 10.
I don't know. I don't really.
Allie.
Allie, you're giving real hardball answers here.
I don't know. Well.
It depends on the day.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a. Yeah. That.
Shannon can go anywhere from like a 2 to like an 8.
Wow. No 10.
Not a 10. I don't know. I don't think I've met a person that's like a 10 at sassiness. That's like... I don't know. I guess I've seen 10s in sassiness. But you're not there yet.
I'll work towards it.
I'd have to just stop talking to you for the day.
I'm talking to me. That's what I'll do.
Yep.
I'm done with you for today.
Those are Shannon's impressions of me. Nowhere near close enough to the mic so that anyone listening could hear.
My name is Malik Johnson, and I love Pokemon.
Sure, yeah.
They have a lot of, like, Pokemon Go, like, stuff at the airport. There's, like, a lot of gyms
and
whatnot.
How did you get into... Wait, what do you... How... Why did you go to the airport for class?
Oh, because it was to see the in-house art resident that's in there. He does, like, all the art stuff.
So you were only really at, like, baggage claim.
No, we had to go through, like, security and all that type of stuff. Like, we went to alternate, like, security, but we had to, like, sign something. Security. We had to sign something, and then the guy just pointed at me, so I didn't know if he was pointing to somebody like me or behind me because he didn't say my name, but he would say everybody else's name. And I was super confused. Like, my name's not that hard to pronounce.
L.A.
No, like, my actual name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't it Alexandra?
Alexandria.
Alexandria.
There's an I in there. For a reason, it should be pronounced.
See, that's like a solid, like, 6, maybe.
Like, so many people miss the eye. Like, the eye's not silent. It's not in there just to look fancy. It's an actual place. And if you know the place, you can pronounce it. And I don't know why you can't pronounce my name. Like, the eye just does not disappear whenever you look at, like...
This just went up to, like, an 8.
I'm just saying, it's very annoying that people cannot pronounce...
What's my whole name?
Shannon.
No.
There's more? But wait, there's more.
Shenanigan.
No, like, no one will know ever. Shannon might not even be my real name.
That's fair.
Are you just gonna like take your mask off, like some Scooby Doo stuff?
It's me.
It was Old Man Jenkins.
What did they say?
You meddling kids.
You meddling kids. Yes.
I have seasons 1 through 3 of I think it's What's New Scooby-Doo? Great.
What's New Scooby-Doo?
I feel like you were on the radio show and you talked about this and you were like, my plans for Valentine's Day is I'm gonna watch Scooby-Doo.
Oh no, that wasn't, it wasn't this, it was in the newsroom.
Ah, okay.
My plans.
Yeah, I don't even remember why I did on Valentine's Day. I think I just like was like, I'm gonna be forever alone, and then just like ate some chocolate and was like, I'm okay now, I'll just eat my feelings.
Okay,
I told you I can get you a boy.
No.
I got you. I'll be your wing woman.
No.
I'll be like, hey, how's it going?
Shannon's really good at picking up guys. She really knows.
I finally made a Tinder.
She really knows how to pick them.
What did you say?
I finally made a Tinder.
You did?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say anything to me?
Because my sister and my stepsister and I, we made it.
Let me see it.
I don't have my iPod with me.
What? What about your phone?
It's not on. I don't have Tinder on my phone.
Why? Get to download it.
Well, I don't have it with me at the moment.
Where is it?
It's in the room. It's in the newsroom.
The news room. Was that beautiful?
Yeah, it was pretty great. Pitch. What did you just say?
Like, never pay attention. Never, no. Bye, Molly.
Bye, Shannon. I'll just mute your mic right now.
So funny, Molly. Yep. I know how to work the soundboard, too. You're not special.
That's great. I'm the one sitting here.
You're not special.
I will sit there.
All right.
And then I will put the headphones on, and then I'll complain about life.
All right, you're like 3/4 of the way.
Don't you just do that on a daily basis?
Me?
Yes.
Do I complain?
No, not really.
Exactly. You don't even know me, Ellie.
Okay. Unnecessarily sass needed right there. I did not ask for that.
He's the one who complains about life. And I'm like, you should be grateful. We're alive. But no.
No.
He's like, everyone's so annoying.
I mean, people can be.
No. Everyone is a gift from God.
Yeah. So Hitler was a gift from God? Do we want to bring up dictators? Were they a gift from God?
Honestly.
Was God like, yes, kill all these people for me? Like, Allie, no. I don't think that's how it works.
Allie, that is not what I meant.
I mean, I don't do Jesus, so I wouldn't really know.
Don't
but
even
like,
know Jesus.
I don't do Jesus. I don't
even know him.
I mean, he seems like a good guy, I guess.
He's pretty chill.
Yeah.
If I go home, then I won't do my homework.
What does that have to do with?
So then don't go home.
I have to stay here.
Okay.
Because then I'll get my pajamas on, and then I'll be like, eh. I'll do it tomorrow.
Wait, why does pajamas just make you like, heh, I'll procrastinate? Like,
because that's like...
That's time for bed.
Yeah, it's like the ending of the day.
But why... No.
Yeah, you put pajamas on to end your day. That's the period at the end of the sentence.
Wait, you just...
Do you just wear pajamas all the time?
No.
Well, how do you end your day, Allie?
I end my day by going to bed.
With the clothes that you wore all day?
No. You know, I get in my jammies, but I don't, like, as soon as I get back to my dorm after the days, and I'm like, ugh, yes, jammies. Like, I don't just, like, fully just, like rip off my clothes and be like, yes, bless, there's jammies.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's, like, the best part of the day.
Yeah.
You take the jeans off, and you put on pajama pants.
I have a great question. Are leggings pants?
Yes.
What else would they be?
Aren't they just like a separate category?
No.
You like my shoes?
Shannon puts her feet on the table like she's at home.
Ya heathen.
Ya heathen. I am basically a nun.
A nun?
Yes.
Wait, how are you Wait, you can't just go, I'm basically a nun, and then just like... Don't you have to be in like a nunnery? Like a
nope. I'm a nun.
It's news to me.
teachers sing in like
Yes, they do. I'm a nun and I would know.
Then where's your little, like, you know, attire?
What? Discriminating against me? Not all nuns have to wear my thing every day.
Do they have lazy days? Like, you know.
Casual Fridays.
Cool. Casual Fridays.
We're pretty cool.
Put $5 in the jar.
Me and Sister Maria.
Oh, did you hear St. Malachy's is merging?
Who?
What?
St. Agnes?
That's so cool, Malik.
Oh, well, fine. All right,
that was very salty. Like, you just did not care. Like, cool story, bro. What's next? Like, weird flex, but okay.
That's most of the conversation. I say something. She's like, I don't care.
Weird flex, but okay.
That was not needed.
I just wanted to hurt Malik's ears.
No, you didn't scream loud enough.
Oh, no. Do not encourage her.
It's fine.
Now I'm like, I can't get up.
Didn't really think that through, did you?
No, I'm like, I don't need your help.
All right, fine. I will watch
you
struggle.
She's an independent woman.
I'm an independent woman, and I don't need no man. That's what you have to say. Not be like, ugh, I'm single. You have to be like, I'm an independent woman, and I don't need no man.
But what if you want a man?
Then you go on Tinder.
Why Tinder?
Well, Allie, do you talk to boys?
I mean, I have guy friends, but it's not like, hey, it's not like that.
Okay, what do you do when you see a cute boy?
I'm like, oh, he's cute, and then just carry on with my day.
Like, why don't you be like, hey, what's your name? What's your major? What's going on?
No, because I'm not good at talking to people. Okay.
Snapchat.
No, that's kind of weird. It's like, hey, can I have your Snapchat? Are you?
I'll be like,
you'll find out in a few minutes.
Oh.
No, okay. So you say hi. Okay, I'll be the boy.
Okay.
We'll go to the mall, Allie. We'll go look for boys.
Go scavenge for boys like vultures.
There's only teenage boys at the mall.
That's fair.
Yeah, I have to make sure they're legal.
Legally aged. So okay. I'm a hot dude.
Okay.
Now, what are you gonna say to me?
I think I just your voice avoid deeper. You because you're so attractive. I would just be like, oh dang, he's so attractive, I'm probably not good enough for him. And all right, just
she's an averagely attractive guy.
I'm like the nerdy guy.
Okay.
Who you think, like, you're on the same level as him. So you think, oh, I have a chance.
Well, then he has really low self-esteem then.
Oh my goodness. Allie, what would you say to your crush?
I don't know. I don't really talk to them. Like, I know them, like, because I usually know them, but then it's like, oh, I don't want to, like, ruin anything. Because I've had that happen before where I was friends with somebody and they were like, would you want to go on a date? And I felt bad, so I said yes, and I was like, oh, wait, no, I can't do this. So then I had to say no, and it, like, ruined a friendship. Like, we're friends now, but it's like, it's not the same. I don't know what happened. I feel like that was totally just like a rabbit hole sort of thing.
All right, you do it then.
Me?
Yes. What would you do if you saw a hot person in front of you? And you're like, wow, I want to go on a date with that person.
You know, I'm gonna stay in the alley camp.
Oh my goodness. You two are like...
Like what? That was just a long pause of no answer.
Nerds!
Okay, yeah. So what's so bad about that?
How do you do it, Shannon?
Alright, so, okay.
Shannon instinctively turns away from me. Wants nothing to do with me.
Aww. I'm just showing Allie to get her a boyfriend. Jesus.
That's fun.
So, you walk up to him, and like, you have to get comfortable. Like, hey.
Yeah, but I'm awkwardly social. I can't be comfortable.
Stop saying things.
Rude. Okay.
You'd be like, sorry, hi, my name's Allie. What's your name? And he'll be like, my name's like, Ryan. Every basic guy's name.
I don't know how I feel about Ryan's.
Oh my goodness. And so
Malik's.
You'll be like, hey, aren't you in, don't you like, aren't you like a communications major? And he'll be like, no, I'm a cyber, no, I'm like, I'm a teaching major. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm a TV video major. We should hang out sometime.
But I'm not TV.
Okay. Allie?
Interaction design.
I'm interaction design.
I'll be like, that's so cool. What do you do with that? And you'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And then he'll be like, blah, 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 blah. Hey, can I have your Snapchat?
I don't think he'll be like, hey, can I have your Snapchat? It's more like, can this crazy girl please stop talking to me?
I doubt it.
Allie.
This is a pretty solid conversation so far.
And then you're like, hey, what's your Snapchat? So then we can keep the... I have to go to... So you don't end it awkwardly. Ending awkwardly ruins everything. So he's like, hey, I have to go to class. What's your Snapchat? So then we can keep this song conversation going. Bada bing, bada boom, you got a boy.
Mm. Okay.
And that is all the time we have for Let's Talk About It. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And I'm Malik.
And our special guest,
Allie. Woo!